Hi, welcome to my podcast, Absolute Parenting, the shit no one tells you. Episode 9, potty training. And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe, follow me on social media, or share it with anyone you think will find it helpful. In the last podcast, it was all about the poo gate. So I thought, in this podcast, why not carry on with the theme of poos? In this podcast, I will talk about potty training, but I am unsure if I want to call it that, just because to me, the term potty training means getting your child to understand the concept of using the toilet for their wees and poos. And then obviously for them to learn to do it themselves independently. However, the method I used with both my daughters is probably similar to another term I have heard fairly recently called elimination communication. So basically, I read an article last week about a couple using this method called elimination communication. From my understanding, this method is about learning the cues and signs of when your baby needs a wee or a poo from a very young age. So young that this couple cracked it apparently when their baby were just 2 weeks old. Yes, that's right. They said that their baby didn't need a nappy when she was just 2 weeks old. I mean, that just sounds like utter madness and mission impossible to me. For me, I don't actually know what to call the method I've used. It wasn't so much about learning the cues and signs of when they need to go to the toilet, and they were certainly and definitely still in nappies at 2 weeks old. My mum was actually the person who told me about this method because we actually lived in Hong Kong. I was actually born in Hong Kong. We moved to the UK when I was 8 years old. If you don't know, Hong Kong climate is extremely hot and humid, especially in the summer. It is like unbearable. The weather there is classed as subtropical. So there you go. You can imagine it is hot. Even in the winter period, we may only get a few days of cold weather where the temperature drops to about 10 degrees Celsius. And that is about it. That is about as cold as it gets. Now, imagine in that kind of hot and humid weather. And by hot, I mean in the summer, it can reach 40 degrees Celsius with near enough 100% humidity, like all the time. All you need to do to get a sweat on in Hong Kong is actually just to step outside your home and that's it. You'll be dripping in sweat. It is horrible. I remember I used to hate it. So when your baby has to wear a nappy 24/7, and if the nappy is wet from wee or soiled from poo, can you just even imagine now how bad the nappy rash may be? Yeah, it will be bloody awful. So with that in mind, when daughter number one was 4 weeks old, my mum said to me, every time she is due for a nappy change, hover her over a bucket. Because when they are that tiny, they obviously can't sit on a potty. My mum then said to me, soon she will learn to wee and poo into that bucket instead of doing it in the nappy, because they will learn over time what is more comfortable for them. I was extremely skeptical about this. I remember saying to my mum, that will never work, mum. They are too small. Like, don't bullshit me like that, mum. And my mum just said to me, try it and prove me wrong. I used the exact same method for you and your brother. You both never really suffered from any nappy rash. And even when you did, it was just really minor and so mild considering how hot Hong Kong is. So you two definitely didn't suffer from it. I am not going to lie, but as soon as my mum said, prove me wrong, I'm like, right, mum, right. Challenge accepted. Bring it on. I mean, come on, what children don't like to prove their parents wrong, hey? So when daughter number one reached 5 weeks old, I got my bucket ready and I was ready to prove my mum wrong. Day one, first thing in the morning, she had to feed. And before I put her nappy back on, I decided to hover her over the bucket because she normally used to poo around that sort of time. To my absolute amazement, she went for a wee and a poo the first time. I thought, well, that was just definitely beginner's luck. So I was still highly skeptical about this. Before I started this whole bucket journey thing, my mum did say if she goes for poo at a certain time each day, then it is definitely worth popping her over the bucket to see if she will go, or at least over time she will learn to poo into the bucket instead, because baby, they do understand that the option is there. And they will learn over time that pooping into the bucket is more comfortable rather than doing it in the nappy. I persevered with this method because I was desperate to prove my mum wrong. As the weeks and the months went on, I hate to admit it, but my daughter really did get the hang of this weeing and pooping into the bucket business. After about 3 months of constantly hovering her over a bucket at every single nappy change, I was seeing less and less poo in her nappy to a point where I didn't really have to deal with that much explosive poopy nappy, no poo-namis, and yeah, poo-namis soon just became a thing of the past. By 6 months, she definitely only pooped into the bucket. But of course, you know, if she got an upset tummy or that bloody evil teething poo where she pooped a lot more, then yes, I still, of course, have to deal with the poopy nappy. Otherwise, from a day-to-day's point of view, I didn't. Everything just went into the bucket. I pour it down the loo, flush it away, gone, done, bye-bye poo. This method actually massively reduced the amount of washing I have to do on a daily basis because I just wasn't seeing that many, you know, poo-nami. Hardly any of her undertops were stained, which meant they were in great condition for hand-me-downs. I also remember by that sort of time, she only actually liked to poo into the bucket. And she only used to poo at a certain time. It was actually a real lifesaver in terms of going out anywhere because I know I won't have to deal with a poo-nami situation when I am out and about. Plus, I never had to carry many spare clothes for her or for myself, as a matter of fact. I only take maybe one set of spare clothes for her and that was about it. So I always traveled really light. Whenever I was out shopping or seeing my friends, all of my mummy friends thought I was mad that I didn't pack the house with me when I left the house. Once I took her with me on a check-in day during my maternity leave. By then she was about 7 months old and she definitely got into a habit of pooping in the morning at that point. And that morning, she didn't let me down. She went and I was so confident that she won't go again that I even put her into a super duper cute all white jumpsuit. She looked utterly adorable and no shit was in sight for the entire day because she went in the bucket before we left. I only had to deal with wheeze, which was so easy in comparison to a poopy nappy when you're out and about. Not wanting to sound too hippy-dippy in this next bit, because I am not like that at all. I just believe in doing what we can when we can, but without kidding ourselves when it comes to protecting our planet that we live on. So this method I adopted also really massively reduced the amount of nappy I was using, therefore better for the planet, as I wasn't using biodegradable or washable nappies. By the time both my daughters reached age one, they had basically stopped pooping into their nappy. In fact, they hardly used the potty as well, because I put them straight onto the toilet with a seat. So yeah, we actually completely skipped the whole potty bit as well. By the time they were both 2 years old, they basically were just in knickers, because in us using this method, they actually learned to wee into the toilet as well. Of course, you know, I still put them into a nappy if we're going out anywhere for the day. And of course, nap time and bedtime. In the UK, I see a lot of children in nappies up until the age of five. Children can start school at the age of four here. And schools will actually tell parents to please potty train them before they start school in September. So yes, I would say both my daughters totally smashed it in terms of being potty trained from the age of two. And I do believe this crazy method from my mum really does work. And it also made the entire potty training journey an absolute doddle. I used to have the potty training chat with my other mummy friends. And you know what? I never understood why they struggled so much. And I always think to myself, did I find it relatively easy? Like the journey was easy because of the bucket method I used with them from a very young age. I mean, who the hell bloody knows the answer? But I do feel that, you know, may have played a part for sure. Okay, I mean, one child succeeded, maybe that just fluke, but the second one was also a success. Therefore, maybe there is something to it. And my brother also tried this with his three children. Yes, he used the exact same method with his three children, and the outcome was the same. So that is five children, all having the same outcome by using the exact same method. So yeah, you know what my conclusion is? I think there is something to it. I mean, even to this day, I hate to admit it, but mum, if you're listening, you are right. Your method totally works. And in the process, it also saved me a lot of time wasted in washing poopy undertops and clothes. It also saved me a lot of money in buying nappies, and that also meant I was somehow doing my bit on saving the planet. Mum, you are a legend, and I shall pass on this bucket wisdom down to my two girls, because you know what? I do believe this method should be used more. After hearing this bucket method and you want to give it a go, then I can tell you how I did it. When your baby reaches 1 month old, they are more sturdy and have a stronger back. So you can start to hover them over a bucket while she sits on a small stool. I highly recommend you sitting on the small stool, because it can be quite time consuming, and kneeling will get quite uncomfortable even after like a minute. So get yourself a stool, then you know you're ready. If you feel at 1 month your baby isn't ready or doesn't like to be held in that way, then stop. Give it another try in a few weeks. With daughter number two, I didn't actually start with her until she was 2.5 months old, just because she was premature and I just felt she wasn't ready. She just seemed a bit small and like not as sturdy. Therefore, only you can make a judge on that part, okay? So 1 month is just a guideline, I would say. got your bucket ready, you got your small stool ready, then it really is the case of how dedicated you are with it and how persistent you are as a person, and persevere with this method, because you will need to hover them over that bucket at every single nappy change for at least 15 minutes or more at a time. Let's face it, when they are that small, the nappy change is pretty damn frequent at around 10 to 15 nappies per day. So you see what I mean by you need to be dedicated. It will eat up a lot of your time in your day. Sometimes they may wee, sometimes they may poo, or sometimes they may just do nothing over the bucket. You have to be prepared for that as well. It is just more about getting them used to the sensation. Once they get the hang of it, and especially if you get into a habit of hovering them over the bucket at a particular time when you know that they may poo, if they poo at a similar time every day, then they will pick this up quite quickly. It is the most satisfying and rewarding feeling when you can start to see a result, i.e. when they start to poo or wee into the bucket. This method does take up a lot of your time in the day, but in the long run, it will save you a lot of time from cleaning up poo explosion, washing up endless amount of poopy, dirty washing, and obviously in the future, potty training will be easier, and nappy rash doesn't really happen. With daughter number one, she had one very mild episode of nappy rash. And by mild, I mean she was a little bit red before nap time, put some cream on her. And when she woke up, she was fine. Nothing. Done. So that was, nothing in comparison to what I have seen from other mums. Daughter number two, she suffered a little bit more from nappy rash, just because I had less time to put her onto the bucket every single time. Obviously, I was dealing with two. It was always, two against one. So yeah, daughter number two suffered a bit more from nappy rash. But again, it was really nothing in comparison to, what some other mums, went through with nappy rash. Both my girls, by the time they reached the age of two, they were just pretty much in knickers. I only put them into nappies if we're out and about, nap time, and of course, bedtime. And the great thing is, at the age of two, they can also start to communicate with us and tell us when they need to go. So yeah, it does make things a lot easier. With daughter number one, she was fully out of nappy, as in don't need to wear one at all, even for bedtime, when she was 3 years old, which I was actually super duper shocked about. And with daughter number two, she is now 2.5 years old, so I think we will have to wait a little bit and see, just to see how she gets on and see when she will be fully out of nappy. Right now, she will wear her pull-up for when we're going out and for nap time and bedtime. And since being in knickers 6 months ago, she only had 4 accidents in her knickers. So I think that is a pretty good effort. And you know what, guys? I always found it really disturbing that a 4-year-old was still shit in their nappy. I mean, weeing I can deal with, but shitting, I cannot understand that at all. I mean, come on, guys. That little person is eating the exact same food as an adult. That right there is a little human being. And, an adult, we would not shit in our pants, would we? Come on. No, we don't. We go to the loo. So I just cannot understand why you would let your children go in the nappy and then for them to sit in their own shit and smudge it all around, all over the place, and then you had to clean it up. It totally makes no sense to me whatsoever. It is totally disgusting. Well, anyway, that is my view on this matter. And I know some parents out there will totally disagree with this bucket method and totally disagree with what I'm saying right now. But hey, you know what? My girls barely suffered from nappy rash. And I know so many mums who went through hell with nappy rash. Another thing is, my girls got the whole potty training thing really easily with no stress at all. Therefore, I call that a parenting win. Look, guys, okay, I'm not preaching this, but all I'm saying is it worked for me. You know what? If you don't believe me, you should give it a try and prove me wrong, okay? Come and prove me wrong. Come on. I know people like to prove other people wrong, so prove me wrong. If I'm wrong, tell me, okay? If it didn't work for you, tell me. But before you go complaining, saying that it didn't work for you, then you have to remember one thing, okay? You got to give this method 100%. Like, you have to give it all. By that, I mean you got to be dedicated. You got to be committed at every single nappy change. And you must remember to pop them over that bucket where you know roughly if they go for a poo around that sort of time each day. That is also quite vital. It will take up a lot of your time, but that is what I mean by you got to be dedicated and committed. My three P's for this bucket method is persevere, persistence, and be patient. You will need all three to give this method a really, really good shot. And hey, good luck with your bucket method journey. I hope you all enjoyed listening to this podcast. I hope you will all tune in again. And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe, follow me on social media, or share it with anyone you think will find it helpful. A podcast will be live every 2 weeks. Thank you for your time, and thank you for listening to Absolute Parenting, the shit no one tells you.